Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Block to Logical Soul Talk. Yeah, welcome to Logical Soul Talk. My name is Michael Craig, and I'm your host for this exciting show. I wonder if anybody can hear me. Okay, my name is Michael Craig, and I'm your host for this exciting weekly talk show program where I get to interview the best, the brightest, and most creative people in the world. And mainly with their innermost workings of their mind. This is a program where I get to dig behind the how do you do's and formal talk and get behind some of the decisions these people made, usually early in life, that led to them to their current success or situation. And after about 10 minutes or so of interviewing guests, you'll have a chance to call in and ask your own questions. Our phone number is area code 347-843-4544. That's area code 347-843-4544. And we have a guest tonight. My guest on the show is Ori Bingle, otherwise known as Couch Surfing Ori. And as soon as I figure out how to get him on air here, let's see here. Got a little bit of technical difficulties. This is my first show, so please bear with me. We're going to get the switchboard up and running here. And can you hear me, Ori? Let's see here. Can you hear me, Ori?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear
me?
Oh,
hey. All right. Blog Talk Radio hung up on me a few times, so this is my fourth time dialing in.
Sorry about that. Everything seems to be working okay now. Listen, I appreciate you joining me on the show tonight. This is a real treat. Let me tell a little something about Mr. Bingle, or Ori. I had the pleasure of meeting him during one of the earlier internet marketing workshops that I attended. This was, several months ago. I think it was back in December. And you know, he was instantly recognizable with his tall furry cap and his long regal robes and things that he wore in there. So he was quite recognizable, and he's quite a character. At any rate, you know, the first impression was, boy, this is a character. I don't know what to expect, but I was kind of intrigued, and actually I invited him over, and we got to know each other, and turned out to be a really decent guy, and actually he crashed on our couch, or I should say our guest room, back in January, I believe it was. And at first, you know, quite frankly, I didn't know what to expect. I was like, you know, what's this guy's game? What's he up to? And I was really, really pleasantly surprised. The guy's really full of knowledge. He helped me get a lot of information up, technical stuff that I'm just a little bit out of my league about. This guy was really top-notch on top of things. As far as social networking, things that are going on of that nature. And apparently what he does is, and I'll let you tell more about it, Ori, but apparently what he does is travel around the world, or the country anyway, at least at this point, and as he puts it, crashes on people's couches. And he's got a list here of some of the people whose couches he's crashed on, some better-known names in the internet marketing world, and there's a few other people who are was it all girls college and you've crashed with cage fighters?
I've crashed an all girls college. I crashed with UFC cage fighters, roller derby players. I've gone skydiving, dirt board. Like, you just, it's just a great way, especially in a rough economy, as most people would say, to still go out there and enjoy your life. I got to meet you, and you're not the only amazing person I've met this year. And this is my third year doing it, Michael. As the way I tell people, and when I go shake their hands, and they're like, "So what do you do?" I'm like, "Oh, well, you know, I travel around the country, crashing on people's couches, and looking for adventures and cool and interesting people." And we get a lot of that.
Somebody, who did you say that quoted you as the most highly skilled hobo in history? Who was that?
That was just a radio station here in Texas. I believe it's in Chick Fil Brownwood. They called me the most highly skilled hobo in history.
I like that. That's a good tag to get. So you've also what you've crashed with the CEO of Zappos and.
I'm crashing with Tony Hsieh, the CEO of Zappos.
Tony Hsieh. Right.
Yeah.
You've crashed with Marie Smith, internet lifestyle person, Scott Stratton, who's a viral video person, Gary Vaynerchuk. Well, I can't pronounce his last name.
Gary Vaynerchuk. He's a legend. I haven't gotten to crash with them yet. And a lot of these names that you have are there's a list of people whose names who I have crashed with, as well as people who have given me permission that when I get out to their neck of the woods, I get to crash with them. So Gary Vaynerchuk is a motivational speaker. He has a tv.winelibrary.com. He's an inspirational motivational speaker. I mean, the guy has massive loyal following. And he's amazing. Sadly, I had to make a turn, go to Atlanta, so I didn't get to crash with him in New York. But next time I'm there.
That's a shame.
Yeah, well, you've seen Perry Belcher in action, and not only did I get to couch surf with him this year for 2 weeks, but he let me have his house for a couple of days while he was out of town, and I've hung out with him. Actually, just yesterday I was hanging out with him. I'm in Austin right now. I surprised him and took him to go glass blowing. And
you said you were going to do that. Yeah.
Well,
let me just real quick say something. You know, some of these people that you're mentioning, if you're not privy to the internet marketing world, are some of the biggest names in the internet marketing world. And of course, these people are very successful. Perry Belcher, I've met also, and the guy is just a normal. I mean, he's just really down to earth and really a neat guy. Terrific speaker, very knowledgeable, and to just be able to hang out with him like you've done, Ori, is quite a treat, I would must say. And Gary Vaynerchuk, I happened to see one of his videos, and the guy's a wild man. I mean, I was really impressed. I mean, he was just, I mean, he's really a presence, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. And what's even more fun is, like, actually getting to hang with him in person. I got to hang out with him at South by Southwest, and it's not, what I'm really proud of is to know that these people, like, you know, to know firsthand, they're not just putting on a show. These are, what you see is what you get with a lot of them. Perry really is that awesome. Gary really is that awesome. Well, I met you at Matt Basak's event, and then after I spoke at Matt's last event, I actually got to go four-wheeling with him on his private property. We camped out there. And these guys are just really awesome people. And despite having, like, hundreds of thousands of followers and subscribers to their list, et cetera, and being successful business people, they're still just cool people like you and me.
Yeah, just normal guys, you know. That's really – one of these people you mentioned was Tyrone, the first black ringmaster.
I didn't get to couch surf with them, but one thing about my journey and my website, if any of your listeners want to check it out, is couchsurfingori.com. And so what it is, it's really about, I'm just trying to get people to go out there and do what they're passionate about, enjoy their lives, and that's kind of what I'm doing. So I went and shot, I'm a photographer amongst other things in my highly skills of hoboness, right? And I shot, actually, doesn't your new business card have one of my photos of you on it?
Yeah, yeah. You did a great job, by the way. You do business cards. You tell people how to do internet stuff. Just got a lot of good ideas, or you're just full of them.
Highly skilled hobo. No, but so what happened? I photographed the Couch 44 had submitted some of my photos to the Chicago Thanksgiving Day Parade, and they saw it, and they're like, "Whoa, this is the best guy we've got. He's got to shoot the TV zone for us." And the TV zone is where all the parade floats stop and perform. So I was basically like half a foot away from all the backflipping poodles and all the folk from the Ringling Brothers Circle, as well as Ronald McDonald. The only rule was you cannot get Ringling Clowns and Ronald in the same shot. I mean, that's a big no-no. Not allowed to do that. Right. Totally different kind of clown. So we took the photos we shot and then went to the circus and actually found the individual clowns and gave them little prints. And then both in Chicago and in Atlanta, we got to hang out with the circus because we were now in touch with them. So I got a really awesome interview with Tyrone, who's the first African-American ringmaster of the Ringling Circus, and it was quite a treat, as well as he also gave us, you know, VIP seats, and we got to ride around on the clown train.
Yeah, that's quite an adventure. I would say you're not just a hobo, you're quite an adventurer. You're just, I mean, you meet some of the people you're talking about, it's like, you know, when I was a kid, I wanted to run away and join the circus, you know, and you've actually done it. So I think you've actually got a lifestyle that lends itself to that. Let me ask you this, Rory, this show is about Logical Soul Talk, which is about hidden decisions, about what are actually the decisions that you think led you to become or to take on this lifestyle? What was it about your life, early life in particular, that maybe there was a turning point, a decision when you were young, something like that says, I'm never going to be stuck anywhere. I'm going to be traveling. I'm going to be doing whatever it was. What really cemented that for you, as far as you can remember?
Gosh, I don't know. I'll tell you, Michael, I was over in New Mexico, Albuquerque, hanging out with Couch 22 one time, and we went out to dinner, and he was really, really quiet, really concerned. Like, he had just adopted a cat that evening, and we went out for margaritas afterwards, and he was just watching his car very carefully. And the next morning, we basically both asked each other the same question. We both said, if you don't mind me asking, I don't mean to pry, but how did your parents raise you? We both asked each other exactly the same thing at the same time, because we're so different, and I mean, like, polar opposites. And basically, he said that his parents had made a lot of decisions for him. They didn't let him go out and play in the mud and climb the trees. They said, oh, no, that's not safe, and that kind of stuff. And I said, oh, my parents let me do like kind of everything. And I called my parents afterwards, and I thanked them for that. And they're like, what are you talking about? We yelled at you. We grounded you. We beat you. You're just that stubborn. You just don't listen to anything anyone says.
Right.
So I'll tell you what this trip has been. I don't know if it completely answers your question, or maybe it's a separate answer that's kind of relevant. But what this trip has let me do is it's let me discover who I am, or it really has solidified that for me. I'm now a lot more. I won't do a project, for example, if it doesn't fit in with my values, or if it's gonna be dull and boring and, like, pardon the term, but I call it, like, corporate, you know, where I prefer, like, more creative things. For example, you gave me a layout for your card, which was initially square, and I colored it up a little bit. I try to make it stand out a little more, and those were the words you used when you looked at it. You're like, wow, that really stands out, the way that I moved the logo around and put your picture, and we got color on both sides now, and I just try to keep things colorful. And I after doing glass blowing yesterday, I was like, wow, I just did something I've wanted to do since I was probably about 5 years old. And this morning, I said to the amazing person I'm couch surfing with now in Austin, I said, you know what? I think I figured out my next adventure. I got to go hot air ballooning because I haven't done that yet.
Oh, wow. I got to do that myself.
Yeah, well, what are you doing? we need to coordinate schedules. But
yeah,
as far as the I think it wasn't so much a decision that I made early in life as much as basically realizing that every time I made the decision to try and listen to people and they're like, oh, you know, you don't always have to be the class clown, or, you know, you need to behave and you need to be polite and you need to dress like a normal person. Listening to them was the wrong decision. And the decision I've made, and again, the more I've discovered exactly who I am by doing this and being on the road and letting life unwind itself. I mean, someone just broke into my car this week. They shattered the glass. I just got it fixed today. And, you know, after a while, you just learn not to freak out about anything. You really get to discover who you are. And so basically getting to do that made me realize that having listened to people was the wrong decision to make, that I have to be me. And that's when I'm happy and alive.
Okay, so you're saying that you, in the beginning or early childhood or later childhood or whatever, you were listening to other people. What was your life like then? What were you doing at that time when you so-called were listening to people?
Well, when I was a little kid, I didn't listen to people.
Right.
I was stubborn. I was super creative. I would draw and paint. My mom got called into the PTA meeting. This was in third grade, or fourth grade. No, it was third grade. And the teacher told my mom, like, Ori's one of the smartest kids we got. He like scores awesome on every test. And my mom was like, so what's the problem? She's like, well, when we examined his notebook, you know, halfway through the semester, he didn't have a single piece of notes in there. He just drew all over the thing. Like, all he does is draw in class, and he still, like, gets all the answers right. And, you know, my Marcus, I forgot his last name, but he's got a little documentary, I think it's Buckman? No, it's called Trombone Player Wanted. And basically it tells you to play to your strength. And for example, if a kid does not so great in English and they do really well in arithmetic, rather than focusing on trying to get that A in English, they should actually focus more on their arithmetic, on what they're good at, or art or history or whatever it is that they really enjoy and are good at. And that's what, you know, again, like I tell people, follow your passion. And when I was a kid, that's what I was doing. And then later on in life, in high school and such, I was building computers. And then I got a job at CompUSA. And I was always mixing the creative side of things, but it was also a lot of the technical side of things. And I had day jobs. And since 97... when CompUSA was closing down and I left them to go to California, I've been a freelancer and I've just been doing my own thing, and I've been a lot happier because then it's been 3D animation, video editing, photography, running a print shop, that kind of stuff, as compared to trying to sell computers and yeah, I'm just, you know, everyone always, I don't know about you, but like, I've always had a lot of people tell me, oh, well, you know, you got to have why don't you get a real job and have job security. You know, I'm not going to make any snide remarks about the economy right now, you know, because a lot of people are hurting. But, you know, who's got job security? And when it all comes down to it, no one's got job security. So you might as well do something you enjoy, and that's the decision, you know.
Right. Well, you made an important statement there that basically you have to follow. I forget how you phrased it, but basically follow your dream. Matt Bacek's wife, actually, his name's Stephanie, I believe is her name, and I heard her say something at his event, oh, this was back in December, I guess it was, and it sort of struck me as really unique, a unique way of saying it, and that was, go where you're celebrated. And that was sort of a different spin for me in hearing the, you know, follow your dream thing, which I've always done my life, but when I heard it that way, I guess go where you're celebrated, it also has to do with, you know, how do people find you exciting? How do they find you fun? What would they do to buy from you or to enlist or enroll in your program, what you've got to offer, that type of thing? And I think you found it, kid. I think you've got some real interesting and really unique way of approaching life and your business that I think a lot of people can learn from that.
Oh, absolutely. A lot of people phrase it as that they live vicariously through me, and it didn't quite fit on the business card. I didn't know how to phrase it that, you know, yeah, I'm here to live, so you can live vicariously through me. It sounds like pompous,
Well, be a part of it. I think your card says be a part of the adventure.
yeah, you can be a part of the adventure. And that is
exactly.
And
yeah, I think that's kind of neat.
That's
really
like
neat. I'm sorry, we're breaking up
that?
There a second.
Break
up on me.
The little recording thing said something about a cue. I couldn't hear it.
Oh,
can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you okay.
Okay.
You can hear me.
Cool. Yep,
great.
Loud and clear.
Okay, so there's, as far as decisions, you don't know what, there wasn't any, like, apparently you just sort of came in this world that way, and you sort of like a genetically encoded in there that you're just basically following who you are, essentially. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, but I think the decision was to, again, when I was a kid, I didn't really make too many decisions. I was just fine, you know, doing what my parents wanted, that kind of stuff. Not that I have anything against what my parents want. I was lazy. It was more about that.
Yeah.
And later in life, I discovered that, if things are easy, then life sucks. I look for obstacles. I look for challenges. I challenge myself all the time. And that was definitely a decision, as well as it was just about embracing who I was. Like, I always knew I was a big goofball and adventurous and that kind of stuff, but I didn't do anything about it. And so that's the decision to decide to, like, this is who I am, and I'm going to stick by it. Because my parents, I love them dearly. They're just phenomenal parents. They've given me everything, and they've done a lot for me, and they've been very supportive, and I have to be, I think, a difficult person to be a parent of, but we've definitely parted ways in that I wanted to keep couch surfing, and they thought that this was just going to be a phase. So after a year, we had kind of words about it. I'm in my third year now, like I said, of doing this, and now that sponsorship opportunities are coming up, and they're seeing that I'm getting clients all over the USA. I just got invited to couch surf at a mayor's house in this one city in Holland. I'm not going to try to pronounce it. So now they're all happy, and now they're seeing. But most people, including myself, it's a difficult thing to go against your well-meaning friends and family.
I don't think you need to do that, Ori. I think you've made the right decision, to be honest with you.
But I did go against.
Well, I'm just saying sometimes people's discomfort will come up about that. But like you said, if you live your life, other people can't live your life for you. You know that.
Right. Definitely.
Yeah. So anyway, I just want to applaud you, and we've got to wrap this up here a minute. We're coming on a hard break at the end of the show, so I just wanted to thank you for coming on as a guest. Actually, you're my very first guest, so I appreciate your willingness to be that. And I couldn't think of a more creative guy to have on the show. So let's see, you also hung out with Bozo the Clown, right?
Not Bozo, but Marshall Brodeen, who was
Marshall Brodeen.
Bozo the Wizard
on
the Clown
Bozo
Show.
I got you. Okay. Well, yeah. Ori, you've got a lot of adventures, and I look forward to speaking with you again. Maybe we'll have you on the show again, and I'd like to get an update on what's going on.
Sure. And actually, speaking of updates, let me just let your listeners know real quick. If they go to couchsurfingori.com, on the right-hand side, they can give me their name and email address, and I'll update them as to when my book's coming out, as well as give them various – they can get RSS updates so they can find out when I'm posting new stuff. And I'm very active and conversational on Twitter. So on my Twitter name is couchsurfingori.com. Oh, sorry. It's couchsurfingori.
Couchsurfingori. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you're a big Twitterer. I got to get on that tweet deck that you recommended. That's pretty
Absolutely.
Important. Listen, Ori, thank you so much for being my guest. Next week, next Tuesday at 6, our guest will be Dr. Deborah Dr. Erica Goodstone. She's a psychologist and a family therapist down in Florida, and I look forward to speaking with her. She's got some really interesting insights. So please stay tuned, or not stay tuned, but tune in next week at 6, blogtalkradio.com/logicalsoul. I'm Dr. Michael Craig, and I've written a book called The Logical Soul. And you can go to logicalsoul.com/blog to get more information on this show, plus other features and information that we have. And thank you again, Ori. I look forward to speaking with you again. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in, and hope you can join us next week. Dr. Michael Craig, and I hope you've enjoyed Logical Soul Talk. Every week we come bring you the, it's exciting week, weekly radio talk program where I get to interview the best, the brightest, and most creative people in the world, mainly about their innermost workings of their minds. Today we had Ori Bingle, Couchsurfing Ori, as he's known, at couchsurfingori.com, and we talked about his adventures with different people whose couches he has surfed on. And next week we speak with Dr. Erica Goodstone, who's a Florida psychologist, family therapist, and she'll be speaking on, you know, getting your act together, getting happiness, learning how to love, learning how to be in love, accepting love, things of that nature. That should be a very exciting show. So this is a program where I get to dig behind the how do you do's and formal talk and get behind some of the decisions that these people have made, usually early in life, but not always. Ori sort of came in that way. The early decisions in their life that led them to their current success or situation. Ori Bingle, as I said, was my guest today. If you want to call in the future, the number is area code 347-843-4544. That's 347-843-4544. I'd love to have your questions on the air. Thank you again. This is Dr. Michael Craig signing off until next week, Tuesday at 6 o'clock for blogtalkradio.com/logicalsoul.